Learning patience seems to be one of God's most frequent lessons, yet one of our own rarest virtues, as it tests our faith and drives us to the Lord and His Word, to whom and which we might not otherwise give so much time and attention. It's one way God has of getting our attention. DBB. The positive power of praise when your heart is weighted down with worry, fear, sorrow, or pain. Instead of dwelling on your losses and woes, think about Jesus and His love. Count your blessings. Think about the love of your family and friends. If you can't think of anything else to be thankful for, you can at least be grateful for all the problems, troubles, and ailments you could have, but don't, because God has spared you from them. Look on the bright side. Think on the good things. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Philippians 4:8. Thank God for all He has done. Chase away the devil and all his shades of night by letting the light in God's positive light of Scripture, the Word, prayer, praise, songs. Do anything you can to occupy your mind completely with positive thinking. It's a kind of work therapy. It's a prayer and praise therapy. It's a scripture therapy, and it chases away the shades of night. If you're thinking about the Lord, and putting Him in the center focal point of your concentration and your consciousness, then this pushes the devil and all his doubts and lies and fears into the outer fringes. You can't be positive and negative at the same time. Fill your mind and mouth with the light of praise to God, and it will push the darkness out. Keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see the shadow. Helen Keller, deaf and blind her whole life. Talk happiness. The world is sad enough without your woes. No path is wholly rough. Look for the places that are smooth and clear, and speak of those. To rest the weary roveth, so hurt by one continuous strain of human discontent and grief and pain. Talk faith. The world is better off without your uttered ignorance and morbid doubt. If you have faith in God, or man, or self, say so. If not, push back upon the shelf of silence all your thoughts, till faith shall come. No one will grieve because your lips are dumb. Talk health. The dreary, never-changing tale of mortal maladies is worn and stale. You cannot charm, or interest, or please by harping on that minor chord, disease. Say you are well, or all is well with you, and God shall hear your words and make them true. Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. Charles Dickens. Things could be worse. When going through a rough time, it helps to put your troubles in perspective by considering what some others have gone through. Take the Apostle Paul, for example. He suffered plenty. 5 times I received 40 stripes -1, he writes. 3 times I was beaten with rods, 1 time I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night, and today I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. 2 Corinthians 11:24-26. Having gone through all that, you'd think that of all people he'd have reason to complain or feel that God had maybe forsaken him. But to the contrary, he continued to trust God despite his troubles, saying, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Philippians 4:11-12. What was his secret to overcoming the obstacles? It's found in the next verse, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. He leaned on Jesus, and Jesus gave him strength. And through this, Paul became a great man of God, and an inspiration to millions ever since. David Livingstone, called the Apostle to Africa, was born in poverty, and struggled from childhood for his education, while supporting himself and his family. When he decided, as a young man, to spend his life as a missionary, he was mocked and scoffed. Even those he loved tried to dissuade him. When he finally arrived in Africa, life presented one hardship after another, not only the difficulties of daily life and natural dangers, but many spiritual tests also. yet he looked beyond his present circumstances, as summed up in these words penned in his diary at the close of his life: anxiety, sickness, suffering, or danger, now and then, with a foregoing of the common conveniences and charities of this life, may make us pause, and cause the spirit to waver and the soul to sink, but let this be only for a moment. All these are nothing when compared with the glory which shall hereafter be revealed in, and for us in heaven. I never made a sacrifice. Adoniram Judson, the pioneer missionary to Burma, persevered for 30 years, despite constant sickness and persecution. It took 6 years for him to win his first convert, but 100 years later there were over 200,000 Christians in Burma, largely as a result of the work that he had begun. Hudson Taylor, another great missionary to China who suffered many hardships and heartbreaks, had this to say about difficulties and trials: all God's dealings are full of blessing, He is good, and does good, good only, and continually. We may be sure that the days of adversity, as well as days of prosperity, are full of blessing. You do not need to wait until you see the reason of God's afflictive dealings with you before you are satisfied. Do you know that all things work together for good to them that love God? Becky, not her real name, a young Chinese woman born around the time of the Cultural Revolution of 1965, was shunned and persecuted by society and government authorities after becoming a Christian. In spite of serious health problems, including a bout with leukemia, beatings, the kidnapping of her daughter, interrogations, and imprisonment, she and her husband continued quietly, yet firmly practicing their faith and telling others about God's love through 12 years of extremely adverse conditions. In 1992, she was able to travel out of the country and has been ministering to other new Christians in China by mail, encouraging them to keep the faith as well. Take advantage of your handicap, whether from birth or the result of an accident or debilitating illness. A physical handicap can be one of the most trying of human experiences. The irreversible loss, the limitations, the stigma of being different from others, the humiliation of having to depend on others for even the simplest things, the big questions: why me, God? Why this? No one who hasn't been there could possibly understand. If this is you, take heart. There is one who sees and understands exactly what you're going through. He cares for you more deeply than you will ever know in this life, and He wants to help you lead a full, happy, productive life that touches and enriches the lives of many others. Once again, the secret is in absorbing God's Word. His Word will give you courage to trust Him and faith to believe that somehow this is all part of His loving plan for you. His Word will be a source of comfort and inspiration. His Word will put your life back on a positive course. It has been said that suffering makes people either better or bitter. Those who dwell on their losses are likely to become bitter and end up losing far more in the spirit than they have lost in the physical. Bitterness is cancer of the soul. But there are others who face the same tragedies and handicaps bravely. They refuse to give up, but rather strive all the harder. They call out to God for help and find faith, strength, and courage that others who seem to have everything don't even realize they lack. Genius is born of their desperation. They beat the odds. They become a source of inspiration to the rest of us. By God's grace, they help make the world a better place. John Milton was blind when he wrote England's greatest epic poem, Paradise Lost. So was Fanny Crosby when she wrote more than 6,000 hymns, including some of the most famous and best-loved Christian songs of all time. Beethoven was deaf when he wrote some of his greatest symphonies. Helen Keller was both deaf and blind, yet she learned to write and even speak, and has encouraged and inspired hundreds of millions, handicapped and whole alike. "I thank God for my handicaps," she said, "for through them I have found myself, my work, and my God." Contemporary examples also abound. She weighed less than 5 pounds at birth and contracted pneumonia, polio, and scarlet fever when she was 4. She couldn't walk until she was 11. Yet she believed she could do something extraordinary, and she did. At the age of 20, she was the only athlete, male or female, to win 3 gold medals at the 1960 Olympic Games in Rome. Wilma Rudolph was the fastest woman alive. She believed she could. A serious traffic accident forced an 18-year-old Spaniard to abandon a promising career as a goaltender with the professional football team Real Madrid. Instead, he spent nearly 2 years in a wheelchair. While hospitalized, he took an interest in music, after a doctor's assistant gave him a guitar. Several years later, he won a national song contest with one of his own compositions, La Vida Sigue Igual, Life Goes On. The success led to his first recording contract and opened a new career for Julio Iglesias. Someone once said, "When God closes the door, he usually leaves a window open somewhere." Your handicap could be your way out. It could be your greatest asset. It could strengthen your character and stretch your soul. It could spur you on. It could inspire new creativity. It could lead to deeper and happier relationships with others, whether or not it will depends on you. Do you look at your handicap as a curse or as an opportunity in disguise? Don't give up. Don't drown in your sorrows. Make an advantage out of your handicap. Build a bridge out of your broken dreams and set those ships a sail again, even if they are tattered and worn. God wants to use your handicap for His glory. If He doesn't deliver you from it, then He must want you to put it to some good purpose. Find it. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low, and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest, if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow, you might succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar, so stick to the fight, when your hardest hit it's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. Frank Stanton.